Good morning, brothers and sisters. This Sunday we come back to Jude, Epistle of Jude. We are going through verse by verse by Pastor Sammy on 1 Corinthians. Meanwhile, we are studying Epistle of Jude. Just a reminder, the purpose of writing, the theme of this letter is to contend for the faith or sound doctrine. Because Jude, chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "For certain persons have crept in unnoticed. False teachers were already in the church." So Jude wanted to write on the salvation, common salvation, but he wrote to fight for the sound doctrine. We read many times this small epistle. Then we went through, just we finished 5 minutes. We thought, nothing, one chapter, only 25 verses are there. Just we finished within 5 minutes. But when we are studying verse by verse, Jude explains very clearly, the verse by verse on false teachers. Jesus Christ is protecting the church from false teachers as the Lord of the church. Brothers and sisters, Jude was explaining characteristics of and sinful conduct of false teachers. We have seen verse 4 to 15. There are many things he talked about them. Today we are going to see verse 16, which is talking about especially their sinful speeches. This is helpful to you so that you may contend the sound doctrine. And also it will help you so that you may not follow these false teachers in their speeches. Brothers and sisters, we often think that sins of deeds are more serious, dangerous. Sins of our speech are less serious. If sins or deeds are very serious and dangerous, same time, the sins of our speeches are false teachers' speeches also dangerous. Our mouth like PowerPoint presentation. If you see, no one can say that the PowerPoint presentation, that screen made outline, the source of PowerPoint presentation is in the laptop. See, problem is our heart, not our mouth, brothers and sisters. The same way, our mouth is the instrument of revealing our heart, your heart. You cannot say this, the words coming out of my mouth without my permission. From your heart, words are coming out. Just your mouth is instrument. Just the mouth is instrument to false teachers so that we may identify, we may contend the sound doctrine. Jesus told us, brothers and sisters, in this truth, in Mark Gospel chapter 7, verse 21 to 22, from within, out of heart, men proceed evil thoughts, fornication, murders, wickedness, pride, foolishness, envy, slander, etc. So the heart is the source of all sins. So here Jude says that false teachers' speeches are sinful. Not only their deeds, their mouth, lot of bad smell coming from their mouth, like sinful words. You cannot sit beside one person if bad smell is coming, right? At the same time, if you see the false teacher's mouth, the sinful speeches will come out. That is the thing here Jude is going to explain. Jude focused on sinful deeds of false teachers, apostates, from verse 4 to 15. But in verse 16, he focused on their ungodly words or ungodly speeches. Let's open Jude verse 16. Jude verse 16. These are grumblers, finding fault, following after their own lusts. They speak arrogantly, flattering people for the sake of gaining an advantage. If you see key words in these verses, in this verse, grumblers, finding fault, they speak arrogantly. Flattering also, one of the speech.
Jude explained, even verse 15, in this chapter, verse 15, he says, Jesus Christ is going to judge their ungodly deeds, which they have done in ungodly way. All of the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So now he is giving particular sinful speeches in verse 16. So the theme of this passage is be aware of the sinful speeches of apostates. Be aware of sinful speeches of apostates. See, we can see this truth clearly. Three sinful speeches that we look out for. Three sinful speeches that we look out for. First sinful speech that we look out for, discontented speech. Discontented speech. We see verse 16.
We see here dissatisfied speech, we can see. Verse 16 part A. It is very clear. These are the grumblers finding fault. This is talking about dissatisfied speech. When people grumble, find fault. People will grumble and find fault when they are discontented or dissatisfied. So I commend these two speeches into one thing, which is dissatisfied speeches. Two kinds of dissatisfied speeches we can see. First kind of discontent speech is grumbling. See that word, grumbling. The grumbling is nothing but a murmuring. Who is constantly complaining against God? Who has dissatisfaction and complaining against God? Jude used this word by remembering Israelites who grumbled against God. Do you remember? Jude is writing to Jewish Christians. He gave several illustrations in his letter so that people may understand easily about characteristics of false teachers. For example, we see Numbers chapter 14 verse 2 says, all the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, would that he had died. We have died in the land of Egypt. Would that we had died in the wilderness. Chapter 14 verse 27 it says, how long shall I bear with this evil generation who are grumbling against me? I have regard the complaints of the sons of Israel, which they are making against me. God was being the object of grumblings of Israelites. They were grumbling against Moses and his brothers and his brother. That was directly against God. Jude was remembering this word. These false teachers are like Israelites. If you see, he mentioned about Israelites, chapter 1 verse 5 in Jude. Says, chapter 1 verse 5, now I desire to remind you, though you know all things once for all, that the Lord, after saving a people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did not believe. Israelites, the people of Israel, did not believe. They have shown their unbelief through their grumblings, through their complaints. It can be related to the harsh things against God. Grumbling, complaining. They are not satisfied with God. Just complaining against God. Why did they grumble against God? Because of lack of trust in God. Why do false teachers grumble against God? Grumble against Christ, the same reason they are not trusting God. If you see, he mentioned that chapter 1 verse 4. Jude chapter 1 verse 4. He mentioned that. Deny our only master and Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see same qualities? People of Israel did not believe God. They grumble against God. These false teachers are same like them. They did not believe. They denied our Lord Jesus Christ, the Master. That's why they are grumbling. They may use Jesus' name. They may use the God's name. They may use the Holy Spirit names. But they are not believing in Jesus Christ. So they are grumbling. That is the reason. They are showing their untrust by grumbling against God. For example, in what areas of life that false teachers grumble against God? When we see, we can see the grumblings of Jews in chapter, John Gospel chapter 6 verse 41. It says, therefore, Jews were grumbling about him because he said, Jesus said, I am the bread that came down out of heaven. John Gospel 6 verse 43 says, Jesus answered and said to them, do not grumble among yourselves. Do not grumble among yourselves. They are grumbling because Jesus said, I came from heaven. They are not believing in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is equal to God. Jesus Christ is Christ, Messiah, one who saves them, one who saves sinners. That is the meaning. That is the thing Jesus is explaining to them. But they are grumbling. That means they did not believe Jesus is equal to God. These are the ways false teachers grumble. If you see Jehovah's Witnesses, if you see some preachers, if you say Jesus is equal to God the Father, then they will grumble. No. He is Son. He is not equal to God. Then they will complain the truth. They will complain against God. They will complain against preacher who is preaching. Did you understand? Did you heard about these things? These are the one of the way. This is the one of the way grumble against God. One time I was preaching on John Gospel. Just I preached Gospel. Just I told as implication. Jesus did not come only for healing. Jesus did not come only to give all our earthly things. But he came to save us from sin. We cannot promote all these things in the gospel, I said. Then one lady is grumbling. Unfortunately, my wife heard that. She was telling that how people will come if we are not telling Jesus will give car, Jesus will give healing, Jesus will give that one, this one. How people will come to the church? She is grumbling. Then my wife told, these things are going in the church. Then I preached again that sermon. Another sermon, same gospel. I am preaching gospel only. See, these are the ways. She is not false teachers. But even false teachers will grumble. One who is preaching prosperity gospel, if you say that, he will grumble. He will grumble. Or she will grumble. Joyce Mary or whoever it is. Even false teachers, women are false teachers. Men are false teachers. They will grumble against God. They will grumble against the Bible. Brothers and sisters, Jude, the Holy Spirit, being wise, he is giving details how these false teachers work out, how these false teachers will grumble. In other ways, how they will grumble, if you see, they grumble like Israelites who are destroyed in the wilderness. They experience the grace and mercy and provision of God, but they grumble against God in their lot. Even though they have more, even though they experienced more things from God, again they grumble. Again they grumble. For example, I don't know how they will grumble. I have 100 church members. I need 500 church members. Lord, why you are not giving? I have small church building. I have small house. Why you are not giving? Why you are not giving? Just their prayer also place to be grumble. Did you see some people grumble in their prayer also? You give, you give, you give. I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied. See, here grumble is talking about the person who is not satisfied with God. Just grumbling, complaining, I want this. Why you are not doing? Why you are not doing? Because of selfish reason. We can see second kind of dissatisfied speech we can see here. That is finding fault. Finding fault. Look at the word finding fault. The apostates are also finding fault, complaining about God's holy purpose and plan. They are not satisfied with God's plan, God's purpose. Describe the one who is continually discontented and dissatisfied. The false teachers attack the Lord and His truth. Jude illustrated, brothers and sisters, in this epistle. He talked about destroyed Israelite. He talked about Balaam. He talked about Cain. He talked about many illustrations, Sodom, Gomorrah, the fallen angels. We have studied that. Did you see Cain is not satisfied with what God has done? God accepted Abel's sacrifice. He is not satisfied. Then he has complained against God. He rebelled against God. Then he went, he killed his brother. Because he is not satisfied. He has complained against God. If you see Balaam, God said, please don't go. Don't go, he said. God said to Balaam, to that pagan king. Then he went. He is not satisfied with God's purpose, with God's word. Even we can see Israelites, they are not satisfied what they have. Even Korah, he is not satisfied with God-given leadership. Just complaining. He complained against Moses, God-given leadership. Brothers and sisters, grumbling, complaining is very bad sin. These are the characteristics of the sinful speech of apostates. We can see clearly. Don't think that this is a sin of false teachers. We think, right, these are the sins of false teachers, grumbling and complaining. But even this is the sin of members of the church. What are the areas we grumble? We have to understand. If you are grumbling, you are not trusting God. Israel grumbled almost against God whenever they face difficulties. In the difficulties, we grumble, right? If we see Exodus chapter 16, verse 3, it says, the sons of Israel said to them, would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. They are hungry. There is no food for them. They grumbled against God. When we see Exodus chapter 17, verse 3, but the people thirsted, there was therefore water. And they grumbled against Moses, said, why now have you brought us up from Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? If you see verse 4, Moses said, cried out to the Lord. He's crying to the Lord, saying, what shall I do these people? A little more, they will stone me. If they are experiencing thirst, more, little more, they are going to kill me. They are going to stone me. But we cannot criticize Israelites only. But we are also like that. If we are in their place, we will grumble. We will complain. Because problem is difficulties. When we are going through difficult situation, then we will grumble. If we see, as usual, I am, if my wife is thirsty, if she is hungry, my child is hungry, thirsty because of one person, then I will complain. Because of dissatisfaction, because of complaint. That is common to sinful man. But we have to understand, in those times also, we should not complain. We should not grumble. That is the lesson we must learn. They are also facing difficulties, but God judges them. So how we must respond? How it will help to us? We have to understand. If you see James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Verse 2 to 4. It says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. Do you understand how we must rejoice? How must we respond in difficult times instead of grumbling? If you read James, he is telling, be joyful. If God allows trials in your life, instead of grumbling, be joyful. Think it is joy, so that you are going to be like Jesus Christ. The difficulties, problems are the platform to become like Christ, to become like Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, that is the problem of Israelites. That is the problem of false teachers. They are not satisfied with what they have, but they complained, they grumbled, they found the faults with God. We see now why they are grumbling or why they are complaining. Because it says, verse 16, it says, they're following their own lust. They are following after their own lust, it says, right? Because they have the desire. What is the meaning of lust? We can see that the craving. We can say that forbidden actions. Doing forbidden actions, doing things which is displeasing God. These false teachers are displeasing God. They are running after their desire. They are not running after Christ's purpose. They are not running after God's plan. Even it says, Jude chapter 1 verse 18 says that following after their own lust, ungodly lust. We will talk about this more next session. This quoted from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. These false teachers are following after their own lust. So they complain. They are satisfied with their desires. They want to do something, but God is telling something. So they complain. They complain. God is telling something. Don't do sin. Don't do adultery. Then they want to do adultery. They complain. Why God is giving all these laws and regulations and things? These are the characteristics of false teachers. These are the speeches of false teachers. Brothers and sisters, you must check your heart whenever you are grumbling or blaming God. Your desire is not more important than God. God's will, God's purpose. If you are not reading word of God, if you do not understand word of God, then you will commit same sin, grumbling, complaining, finding fault with God. But we have to study scripture so that we may know God's will, we may know God's word, so that we may not complete, we may submit to God. The second sinful speech that we look out for is bombastic speech. Bombastic speech. Verse 16. These apostates, they spoke arrogantly. The literal translation of these words is their mouth speak arrogantly. In other words, great swelling words with excessive size, haughty, bombastic. Their mouth speaks in an excessive or bombastic way. Bombastic means literally is high sounding but has little meaning. They use big, big words. They use theological words. Nothing is there. But it looks like, wow, it is true. We think like that. Holy Spirit clearly explains. They used to speak like that. They have big mouth, literally Greek meaning they have big mouth. With their big mouth, they will speak. We can say that the words come rolling from their lips with mouths full of boastful talk. Boastful talk. This is one of the sinful speech of false teachers, brothers and sisters. Their speech is filled with elaborate religious vocabulary that had external spiritual attraction, external spiritual tone. It looks like it is very spiritual, but they are not spiritual. How is their speech has eternal external tone? We can see clearly Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 17. If we see that verse, we can understand that. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 17 says, they keep saying to those despise me, the Lord has said, you will have peace. Who said? The Lord has said, you will have peace. As for everyone who walks in the stubbornness of his own heart, they say, calamity will not come upon you. In the Jeremiah's time, some of the false teachers, they are telling this truth. Peace will come. No calamity. God is not going to destroy you. If I say that, it looks like spiritual thing. It has external spiritual tone. You believe that? Somebody says God is not going to judge you, then people think, yeah. They think it is true. But actually, Jeremiah is saying God is going to judge you. Because you are worshipping Baal. You are worshipping gods. You are rebelled against God. You are like doing adultery with other gods. You rejected me. So I am going to judge you by Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. That is the truth. That is the truth. But these false teachers using that words, right? Peace will come. No calamity in that situation. In that situation. Brothers and sisters, these are the ways false teachers, they will twist God's word and teach us. See, they are using great words. You will have peace. This is the example of their swelling words. Their mouth speak bombastically. These words are more attractive than true prophet, true preachers. If you see most of the preachers, what they will speak in their preaching, you know, Spirit is coming. Spirit is coming. See, Holy Spirit is moving. Wait for the Holy Spirit. He will come into you. He will touch you. If I say that, it looks like external spiritual tone. God is going to do something. They use us these kind of languages. If you see any charismatic preacher, any false teacher, they will use these kind of things. High level theological words. Even I cannot understand some words. It looks like they are preaching something. It looks like they are helping the church something. But they are not helping, brothers and sisters. Don't believe their words. Bombastic words. They use big, big words. Big, big words. But don't believe. Even though they use Holy Spirit name. Even though they use God's name. Jesus name. But they are not preaching Christ. They are not preaching gospel. Many died because of false teachers. Brothers and sisters. One preacher, he said, one young person is going to die. He said, you bring that young person, I will heal. He guaranteed, I have power of God. Then mommy, daddy, they brought that young person. He died at that time. Then these anti-Christians, they spread these all news all over Andhra Pradesh. Then said, these are the people. Christians are very bad. They are not allowing people to go to hospital, just they are saying lies. They are saying great words. See, I can heal if any person is going to die. They will use these kind of words. God can heal. I am not against those things. God can heal. God can save. But not through special person. God cannot only use me and I have capacity able to save you or heal you. God will heal if it is His will. If common person, you pray, even Sunday school children, if they pray, God can hear. But there is no one who has authority to heal. God is not going to use only one person by healing people. These are the false teachers. They speak big words, filling words. They use big, big words. I heal. God will heal. Immediately God will heal. Immediately God will give that job. Immediately God will give this one, that one. Brothers and sisters, these things are going again and again. Maybe I don't know. You are coming to Cornerstone Community Church. You are hearing word of God, truth of God. But in meanwhile, in the week, I don't know you are listening those sermons. I am afraid of that. Don't follow these kind of teachers. Those who are using big, big words. God may give us that heart to follow true word of God. To have good fellowship with the church. We can say, some preachers say, I will bind the demon. These are the words. I have strength to bind the demons. Even God did not bind him. Do you know the truth? He is attending meeting in heaven also to complain about Job. Do you remember that? Christ is going to bind him one day. Christ is going to punish him one day. But even Christ did not bind him. Satan tempted Jesus. Even that time Jesus did not bind. But these people, false teachers, they will speak big words. The arrogant words. We have to be careful, brothers and sisters. Thought sinful speech that we look out for is flattering speech. See the word flattering. Flattering people is literally to admire. It has the Greek meaning marvel at face. Marvel at face. We can say the flattery meaning is to praise, compliment someone insincerely. Insincerely. It is not sincere, but they will praise. They will give compliment. If we say to admire, we can say it has meaning have regard for the appearance of a man. One's external appearance, that is to be influenced by partiality. Brothers and sisters, false teachers are flattering the congregation. They praise and compliment the people insincerely to win favor. To win favor. They regard the appearance of a person. The flattering is to related the words of false teachers. That is the content of their teaching. The way they teach on the pulpit, in the pulpit. They will flatter the people. They flatter the, they pleases the congregations. That's why Paul wrote to Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 3 to 4, if you see, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but the wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in according to their own desires, will turn away their ears from the truth, will turn aside to myths. If you are like that person, if you want to hear which pleases you, then you no need Pastor Sammy. You no need Vijay. Whoever else. Who is preaching word by word, verse by verse. Brothers and sisters, these false teachers, they flatter. They pleases men. They gives the word. They preach the word to please the men. To please the congregation. If they preach the word of God for the edification of the church, if they preach the word of God for the salvation of the sinners, then there is no problem. But they will flatter, they will preach the word of God to gain something, to gain something. If you see Psalm chapter 5 verse 9 says, there is nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongues, with their tongue. Psalm 12 verse 2 says, they speak falsehood to one another. They say, they preach us false things. That's why they got that name, false teachers. They used to tell false only in their teaching. With flattering lips and with a double heart they speak. Double heart they will speak. You know, Proverbs 26 verse 28 says, a lying tongue hates those it crushes, and a flattering mouth works ruin. False teachers are preaching the word of God to destroy the church, to destroy the people. They preach us word of God to gain something from that. Jesus Christ being protecting. Jesus Christ is protecting the church by using Jude, writing these words, so that we may aware of it. They are selfish people, brothers and sisters. Why they are flattering? Why they are changing the word of God? To please the congregation so that they may gain something. They are like Balaam, who is greedy man, verse 11, we have discussed that. If you forget that, if you want to remember, just listen, verse 11. Just you understand, they are behaving like Balaam to gain something. The ways of flattering people for the sake of an advantage. We can see how they will flatter. How they will flatter. See, they will flatter like this. Not correcting the people who are sinning. They won't correct those who are sinning. One time, one person asked this question. Higher authority, for example, MLA or CM. If they are worshipping other gods and going other things, worshipping other idols, as a CM, as being Christian, is it okay? That pastor said, who he is CM? Is to CM only to Christians or only to Muslim, only to Hindus? He said to everybody. If he is CM to everybody, if he is MLA to everybody, he must go and worship. He is telling. He is attacking the Lordship of Christ. We must worship true God, Christ Jesus. But pleasing these political men, pleasing to please men, they are changing the words. Changing the words. These are the ways they flatter. Only telling stories that are not helpful to understand the scripture. One brother said in our church, Joyce Mary, she is not using any verse. Just telling, it's like motivational speech. They tell only stories. Recognize they are false teachers. Those are not related to the scripture. Just without scripture, without having Bible, just they will tell stories. People will laugh. Telling the stories make people laugh. I am not saying laughing is sin. To make people laugh is not sin. But only telling stories to make them laugh. That is sin. They do like that only. They have habitual actions of telling stories, telling things which people will be happy. See how great preacher he is. How he is giving word of God. These are the ways they will flatter brothers and sisters. Always preaching feel-good sermons, motivational sermons, as a psychologist. No need to go to psychologist. Just if you attend false teachers meeting, then they will motivate you. They will motivate you like anything. Then they will choose different topics. How you respect your father. Then they will tell their own stories. They won't read from the text. They won't come under the authority of word of God. Just they motivate others. Just motivational speech. There is no condemnation, there is no correcting in their sermons. These are the ways they flatter the people. And we know always preaching prosperity gospel. If we preach like that, if Pastor Sammy preaching that preaching, we would become like 10,000 now. Almost 11 years finished, right? If he preaching that gospel, he will earn more money. He will come by flight to the church. These are the ways, just telling the truth so that they can give money, putting offering bags money. Then they will say, if you give to pastor, then God will bless you more than that. It is not true, brothers and sisters. If it is true, it is from Bible, I will preach that one also. Because I want to become rich. You want to become rich. Everybody wants to become rich. So, if God says that, we will preach. But God not saying that. Gospel is not getting money. Gospel is not giving what people need, earthly things. After they die, they will go to hell. Do you know that? They will go to hell even though they are coming to me church. Even though they are attending church. Because they are not believing Jesus Christ. Bible Jesus Christ. That is the problem, brothers and sisters. They will flatter like that. This is the difference between true teachers and false teachers. True teachers preach verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book. The false teachers, they will select random verse which pleases congregation. They will select Old Testament passages most of the time. They won't select Jude. If they select Jude, they will change. Amen. But they select only Old Testament passages which says, God bless you. God. They won't study the Bible. They won't take that verse in the context. These are the ways they flatter the people to gain something. In Greek it says to gain favor. The favor means whether it is money, whether it is materialism, whether it is whatever it is. They may praise him. What a preacher you are. You are telling nicely things, stories, and you are making us laugh. Many things to get favor, to gain something, they are preaching. Pastor Sammy used to tell in our preaching lab. He said, when preaching disturbs those who are comfortable in their sins. It comforts those who are broken because of their sins. That is the preaching. Those who are comfortable in their sins, preaching will disturb that person. If those who are broken, weak, confessing their sins, the scripture will comfort that person. Another teacher, he says that pastor, a minister, should keep his resignation letter in his pocket every Sunday while he is preaching. If people won't accept what he is preaching from the scripture, they may throw him out. Please take your bag and go out. We don't want you. They may say, if they say, I should be ready. Preacher, true teacher must be ready to take bag and go out. If people are like that, it is talking about, it is not just ready to leave, it is talking about the seriousness of preaching, the seriousness of accuracy from the scripture, not compromising to please the congregation, not twisting the truth to please someone else in the church. Array, that person is giving more money, so I cannot teach which is against him. If verse comes in the Bible, changing the verse to please somebody else. These are the things these false teachers used to speak. They will flatter brothers and sisters. Even Paul is the best example. He did not please any man. That's why he went to jail. That's why people have beaten him. That's why he went through hardship. Because he is not pleasing man, pleasing God alone. That's why he said Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, he says, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, he says like this, for am I now seeking the favor of man or of God? Am I striving to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. I am not bond servant of Christ if I am pleasing man. I am preaching gospel as it is. If anyone preaching contradicting to the gospel, then he is to be cursed, he said. He is to be cursed. We cannot change the word of God to please the weak man. We cannot twist the scripture to please man. I want to say like this. Adam means literally mud. Whenever God calls Adam, hi mud. That is the idea. We cannot twist the word of God. We cannot change the word of God to please this dust, this man. That is the authority of word of God, brothers and sisters. The false teachers will twist. That is their character. That is their speeches. But true preacher cannot twist. He will say as it is. If he don't know, he will study and he will preach. He will accept his mistakes. But false teachers, they are not like that. They twist the word of God, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, we must not be addicted to these teachers. We don't want a preacher who select the text to please congregation. We are blessed as CCC because here we preach verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, so that we may preach whole counsel of God. Through that, church will grow, brothers and sisters. Not taking verse here and there. I was listening PA by Pastor Chris. He is pressing this truth. They select here and there. Then they twist the scripture whatever they want. That is not thing we must do. We must preach verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, so that we can teach whole counsel of God. We must love those kind of teaching, brothers and sisters. Psalm chapter 12 verse 3 says, because it is also sin of people also. Even it will apply for us. We must be careful how we are speaking with people. Are you flattering so that you may gain something from the church member? You cannot flatter. You cannot praise. You cannot marvel at face to please that person, to gain something that person. Be honest. Be sincere. That is the lesson we must learn. So I am going to conclude. We have seen three sinful speeches that we look out for. Discontented speech, bombastic speech, flattering speech. Brothers and sisters, are you praying for your godly speech? Leave false teachers. Are you praying for your godly speech? Are you reading the Bible verses which are related to this sin? You know, Paul told how we must speak. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. He says, chapter 4 verse 6, he says, let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. I want to conclude with Jesus Christ, who was God and became a fully man, who did not grumble against God. He did not grumble against God's will. He said, if it is your will, I will go through it. Taking the cross, taking the sins of man, he did not grumble. He did not flatter any people to gain something, because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He no need anything. He did not flatter. We must learn the great lessons how we must speak from Jesus Christ. All true teachers, believers, must imitate Jesus Christ in their speaking. Christ may help us for his glory. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, help us to obey you, Lord, to follow you, Lord. Lord, give us heart, Lord, to have satisfaction in our situation. Lord, help us, Lord, so that we must be careful in our speeches. Lord, bless this church. Protect this church from false teachers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.